Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Bet, Mishnah Aleph. The Pasuk tells us, Lo techale pe'at sadecha liksor. You shouldn't finish off your field when harvesting. You have to leave a portion called Pe'ah. But the Pasuk says, sadecha, your field. So Hachamim are doresh from here, that Pe'ah has to be left in the field that it was actually cut. If I have a row of 10 different fields lined up, I can't just say, you know what, I'm going to cut through all 9 of them, and then I'm going to leave the pe'ah for all 10 in one separate field, in one unique field. The Hachamim say, we learn from here that each field has to have its own unique section that you're separating pe'ah individually for. And the question becomes, what is considered to be a field? If I have certain divisions, certain things that happen in the middle of a field, does it divide my field into two? Or is it still considered to be one field, even though there is a brief break or something that's going on in the middle of my field? And Mishnah is going to discuss that. Ve'elu mafsikin la pe'ah. The following things separate a crop into two separate fields. So even if you have one big field of wheat, but you have something going through in the middle, we'll see in a few moments from now, that could be considered to be two separate fields, and you'd have to leave two separate sections of that field uncut to count as pe'ah. The following count as a separation. Hanahal, if you have a stream, that's going through the entire field, that's considered to be a break between the field, and it separates the two. Veha shelulit, if you have a shelulit, which is an irrigation system. If I have a canal that has all different pipes or an irrigation system coming out of that canal, that's considered to be a break in the field, and I have to leave two separate sections for pe'ah. V'derech hayahid, v'derech harabim. If I have a road that's private or public, no matter what, a public road would be bigger and a private road would be smaller. Either one of those would be considered to be a break in the field, and I need to leave pe'ah in two separate sections now. Ushvil harabim, ushvil hayahid, hakavua bimot hahama, ubimot hageshamim. If I have not a road over here, but it's a small little path, a narrow path. If it's a public path or it's a private path that only I use, it's considered to be separating my field into two different sections, and I have to leave pe'ah in both sides, but only on the condition that it's kavua bimot hahama ubimot hageshamim. Only if that little path is a permanent path, it's in constant use, both in the summer season, bimot hahama, in the summer season, that's when the crops were actually harvested, and it also has to be used in the rainy season, the yemot hageshamim, when the crops are growing. So both this path is different than the road we just mentioned. The road doesn't have to be in constant use. It can only be in use in one season or another season, or it doesn't seem to have to be in use at all, but it just has to be a road that's bigger. Here we're dealing with a narrow path. So since it's a narrow path, in order to be considered something that separates the field into two, it has to be used at all times of the year. Vehabur vehanir. If someone has a bur is a piece of land, a strip of land that runs through his field that a person wants to let sit. He doesn't want to use this season because he wants the nutrients to build up. He doesn't want to use up the soil to such an extent where he can't plant there for future years. Vehanir. The nir is a piece of land that you're not plowing with and you're flipping the soil. Similar to a bur, you're flipping the soil and making sure that the soil stays fresh. Likewise, because you don't want to use the nutrients. Vezera aher. If somebody has a whole field of wheat, but then right through the middle, he wants to have strawberries run through them. In the middle, one strip of strawberries running all through the middle, that strawberry field is considered to be, just that one strip of strawberries is considered to be separating the two side pieces of wheat that he has near him into two separate fields. V'hakotzer la'shachat mafsik divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, let's say somebody has a whole field and he wants to take one strip of that produce. It's all the same item and he wants to take one strip of it before it's ripened and he wants to feed it to the animals. So it's not even ripe yet, so he feeds it to the animals. Rabbi Meir says, that's considered to be now that you have a strip that is not serving that same purpose, that's considered to be a break in the field, and you have to now give pe'ah from both sides on either side of that break that you have. Hachamim omrim eno mafsik, ela imken harash. Hachamim say, no, It's not considered to be a break unless that person plowed that strip afterwards after they took away all the unripe produce. So there's a machloket really between Rabbi Meir and Hachamim in terms of, did the harvest season start? Was it katsir? Rabbi Meir would say, no, it's not the start of your harvest season. It's not all one field and the harvest started early with this unripe produce, because that unripe produce is being cut down before its proper time and it's being fed to the animal. So it's not considered to be the katsir and the beginning of one big field's harvesting. So he says it's considered to be mafsik, while Hachamim say no. Hachamim say it's considered to be the beginning of the harvest, and therefore it doesn't separate between these two sides of the field, unless he plowed that land afterwards. If he plowed that land afterwards, then you really have a separation between two fields, even though it was considered to be the beginning of the harvest. He now has to give pe'ah from both sides of the field.